John the Disciple. Just really briefly now, just to intro, really quick to say why this subject and why do we want to look at John the Disciple. I have a, and have for many years, a great affinity with John, or I feel an affinity with John. And we're calling transforming discipleship because we're looking at how Jesus molded John. Now, this slide here is just going to show you, we're going to look at it before, but there's connections between John the Disciple and the family of Jesus and the family of John the Baptist. So you can see there, there's connections there between these families, which is Mary and John's mother, Salome, were sisters. Okay? Just let that sink in. They were sisters, right? They were sisters. So Salome is from the tribe of Judah, correct? Because we know Mary was from the tribe of Judah, right? So was Joseph. So that's why I've got them in blue. Zebedee, we don't know what tribe he was from. But we do know that Mary was related to Elizabeth. And Zacharias and Elizabeth were both of the tribe of Levi, but also from the house of Aaron, specifically said to us. So Levites are the highest Levites you could get, okay? All right, so bloodline there was definitely Levi. So the connection must have been through a female connection between Elizabeth and Mary and Salome, but we don't know that one. But what we're seeing there, and this is pivotal to how we're going to look at where John was coming from when Jesus first met him, this is pivotal to that, is they have connections which are solid, right? And that are true, and they know firsthand what's happened in the lives of Mary and Joseph and Elizabeth and Zacharias. Because John the disciple, he's the one in green there, right? John the disciple is only one generation from all of those. Because John the Baptist was how much younger, how much older than Jesus was John the Baptist? Very good. Okay, so that gets a chop. You awake there, Bob? He's gone to sleep. Oh, look, I got the right. Okay, 6 months. Okay, this is great. The only way you can keep Bob awake, you know, he's had a big day at Porsche. So 6 months. So we're looking at John the Baptist is 6 months older than Jesus, all right? And James and John were brothers, and they were. And isn't it interesting that two sisters, Salome and Mary, should name their oldest sons the same? James. Remember, Mary and Joseph, their first child was James, okay, the brother of Jesus. It wasn't really James. What's his Hebrew name? Right, Hebrew, but James, what is it? Exactly, Jacob. Jacob, okay, Jacob. You can give one to your wife. She's got, you can give one. Brother Hauser hasn't had one yet. It's the next one along. And down the back. All right. So Jacob. Okay, so these are family. Why would you name your son Jacob? Jacob, like father of Israel, father of the 12 tribes. So these are people who really are into the promises made to the fathers. And so there's James, the oldest one, and John. What a strange name to name a child John. That's what they said to Elizabeth and Zacharias, didn't they? No one names their child John. You know, why call him? Why did you call him John? His name is John. And he was told that. So they didn't have the choice of that, and no other did Mary and Joseph have the choice of Jesus. God had named them. So this is the people. This is the man, the young man we're going to look at. John the disciple. We're going to look at where he came from just quickly. Try to build a picture of how Jesus worked with this man, molded him to be a useful vessel. But also for me personally, this resonates. This has something from a personal feeling, and I have a sort of a feeling of a connection with John. If by God's grace that have the opportunity in the kingdom, then John is someone I will be really seeking out to talk with and saying, let me know even more about what your experience was with the Lord Jesus Christ. The reason is that John's parents, Salome and Zebedee, were very much like the characters of my grandparents that I knew, the grandparents, the only ones that I knew. Right? My grandparents were Eric and Clarice. Right? Eric is Uncle James Mansfield's father, Jack. Okay, everyone's heard of Jack Mansfield. Okay, Eric was Jack's older brother. Okay, so that's where I fit in. Okay, so my Uncle Jack my grandfather were brothers, and he was the older brother. No one knows my grandfather, Eric, because he was like Zebedee. So that's my grandparents. And the difference between my grandparents and the similarities they have with Salome and Zebedee are seen in the opening of the two pages of the Bibles. This is my grandfather's Bible in the front, and my grandmother's Bible in the front cover of there. My grandmother's Bible in the front cover has an inscription from 1962 by a sister called Lily Lusinski. Okay, people are nodding. Yeah, we remember Lily Lusinski. So if you know Lily Lusinski, you know the sort of person she was. Baptized at 14 years of age, came into the truth, absolutely beautiful spiritual woman. And she and my grandmother had this connection because they were very spiritually minded. My grandmother's Bible is full of notes, full of notes, really succinct, really good notes. And she was a great note taker, a really spiritual woman. And that little inscription was an appreciation of the wonderful spiritual time they had together in November 1962. All right, so that's my grandmother, and she was instrumental for me spiritually growing up. She was an invalid that was in our house for many years that I would care for as well as others, and she would there and be getting things to teach me about the truth. So she's very much like Salome, because what we know about Salome, John's mother. Right, John, not grandmother, but John's mother, was that she was one of the women who ministered to the Lord of her substance. Okay? So during the Lord's 3.5 year ministry, as he's going around preaching for 3.5 years, there were a number of women that ministered to them, that helped with him and the disciples. One of them was Salome. That is John's mother. So she was right there at the very beginning, involved in the work of the truth. My grandfather was the very opposite to that. He was a simple man, an uneducated man, a very good businessman, and he stayed behind. No one knows him, no one knows much about him at all, but he would be in the background, and his inscription there is from his brother Perse, the younger brother, and it just says, in a loving appreciation of constant liberal support and encouragement. He was behind the scenes, working behind the scenes, supporting the work of the ecclesia and whatever needed to be done. He was in the background, and that was Zebedee. Zebedee was like that. Because what happened? When John the Baptist comes on the scene, right, Zebedee has got John and James and Peter and Andrew working in Zebedee and Sons Proprietary Limited on Lake Galilee. And they're there working. And they all go off to John the Baptist, right? And then eventually the Lord Jesus Christ takes them and says, I want you to be fishers of men, follow me. And what does Zebedee do? Go for it, boys. 100% behind you, right? Supporting that work that allowed four of his workers to leave the business for how long, he doesn't know. And it ended up being 3.5 years, but he didn't know that. It was like extended until the kingdom, as far as they were concerned. They thought the kingdom was going to come, didn't they? Okay. So they're thinking that's going to happen. And he says, yep, till the kingdom, I don't care. And not only that, but he's sending the money to Salome so she can support, because she's ministering of her substance, which was from Zebedee. So here's this family very involved in supporting the work of the truth. And that, to me, is where I come from, because Of course, my grandfather and my brother, my father had a business, Red Funnel Trawlers. They had a fishing business. And they had a fishing business, they had fishing boats down, and that was the wharf. I remember going to that wharf and being down there helping out where I could. And they had fishing trawlers, and it was Red Funnel Trawlers, and that's what they did initially. So there's this, I don't know, it's a funny connection, but it's a little bit of a connection I've got with where they've come from. So that was the difference. James and John, Peter and Andrew out there working together, and then suddenly they all go off, and Zebedee says, "No problem, boys. I support you 100%." Simon and his brother casting nets into the sea because they were fishers. And what happens? Jesus comes and says, "Come after me, and I'm going to make you fishers of men." So this is the background, and what happens? It says, "He saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the ship mending the nets, and straightway he called them," says Matthew chapter 4. "And they leave their father Zebedee," and not only that, but he's got hired servants as well. So it's a big business there up in Galilee. They've got a big business, and they went after him. And then it says, "And when they brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him." So this is what we're going to look at, and we can't, it's not going to be comprehensive of the life of John. There's no way we can do it. We just want to pick a couple of snippets out and look at how God and the Lord Jesus Christ worked with John. Because with John, he was molded by the Lord Jesus Christ, and as we've got there, he was molded, but he was also transformed. And that idea of transformed is this concept here. You can see the concept. What's that called? Exactly. There's a chocolate over here, Bob. Okay. Metamorphosis. All right. That's the word that's in this Bible. It's the metamorphosis from what? From a caterpillar to a butterfly. What sort of transformation was that? That is rad. Well, anyone above 30, radical. Right. Radical transformation, not just a slight change, not just a growing, more maturing, not getting older, not getting what, it's just an amazing change. And that's what we're going to see when we look at John the disciple. Thanks, Shane.